T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's here, finally, Football Friday, playoff edition number 2 here on the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, and all the people that I saw between yesterday and today, not one asked me about the Eagles game on Sunday. Every one of them asked me about Howie Long calling me a dumbass yesterday. What's up, Ikey?
Oh, come on, man. What's up there, Johnny Marks? Happy Football Friday, bro. Come on, man.
So listen, man.
Damn.
Last week before the Bears, I felt like we really revved it up in the 5 o'clock hour, which we should. Last hour of the show, last hour of our show before the game. We're going to start it a little bit early this week, and we'll start off talking about the game. Because I would assume that most people listening out there, if we were to ask them either on Twitter or the call in, can the Eagles win, will the Eagles win, they'll say yes. But do they really mean it, right? So you're probably in a couple different boats here. Because even if you're an Eagle fan at this point, you don't believe, you should still say that, yeah, they're going to win. Just because saying that your team's going to lose, I mean, that, what's the point?
Well, unless you're John Ritchie.
Right, unless you're John Ritchie, who's
he's an analyst, man.
He's an analyst, yes. He's a professional analyst. Even with that hair, he still is a professional analyst, which I didn't think was possible. But, yeah, no, listen, if you believe it and you want to say it, fine. But I think there's a lot of people out there that don't necessarily have a lot of confidence in the Eagles winning this game, being, look how big of an underdog. Drew Brees doesn't lose games down there. It's a huge home field advantage. So do you really, really believe, or are you just saying it because you're an Eagle fan? Or do you really think that they're not going to win? Ike, where do you sit?
My bad. I believe they're going to win the game, and it's not just because I'm an Eagles fan.
Uh-huh.
But I will say this. I can see them losing the game, obviously. I'm not one of these.
I can't.
Yeah, see, I'm not where you are, where I'm like, oh, they're going to go down there, they're going to win the game, they're the better team. Quite frankly, I think the Saints are the better team. They played the most consistent. They played at this level throughout the year. Eagles are playing pretty good football right now, which is going to make for a great game Sunday. You got to get this game to the fourth quarter, man. Get this game to the fourth quarter. Let it still be a game. And then, okay, you got to execute
then we'll
down
talk.
The stretch. Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. And that's how I see the game sort of playing itself out. I see the Eagles winning a close game, 23-20. See the defense having a nice day. I see the Saints getting off to a slow start. Eagles got to capitalize early. Eagles defense, you got to hold the Saints offense to some field goals. You got to get this game to the fourth quarter. You can't think about winning from the start to the finish. Nah, you got to get to the fourth quarter. You can't win the game in the first quarter, but if you come out there with turnovers and mistakes, you could damn near lose the game.
Yeah, you could.
You can lose the game early because that thing can start snowballing. And once you're on the road and you get down early and that crowd get going, they'll be dancing again.
No, you
don't want that to happen.
Even
either.
Though I don't think the game's over, if they get down early, it could really snowball quickly,
yeah.
As we've seen last time.
Yes.
And if they get hot and the Eagles lose their confidence, that's it. You're right. So there's going to be a storm that they're going to have to ride out at some point in the first half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're pinned deep in their own territory or they desperately need to get a stop from Drew Brees because
right.
maybe that puts them up 2 touchdowns instead of 10 points. But you're right, they do. They need to stay in the game. And for me, that's just not the defense. The offense needs to show up early and often.
Yeah.
They do. Even if it just means drives that keep the Saints off the field. You can't go 3 and outs.
Yep.
You can't. You got to have a couple sustained drives, even if it doesn't mean points, just to keep the friggin' Saints off the field.
Yeah.
Ikey.
Get that defense a chance to stay fresh, stay fast. Give Michael Bennett, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Chris Long, get those guys a time up front. You know, if their play count can be somewhere between 50 to 60 snaps, I think we can win the game. I think we'll win the game.
That sounds like a good number.
Right?
It does.
You hit that around there, the low 50s, mid 50s, somewhere like that. I think that shows me that we've had the ball at least half of the game, 30 minutes.
Yep.
Be nice if we can win the time of possession.
Yep.
Be nice if we can win the time of possession.
Well, that will all help. That's for sure. All right, so we go from you and I we're in agreement. I think that Nick, if they win the game, it's going to be because Nick has a huge day. I really believe that. I don't know if this is a, like you had said, a game in the 20s is how the Eagles win this game.
Uh-huh.
And I would say more people than not agree with you that the formula to win is, yeah, offense has to do their job, but the defense really has to limit what Drew Brees and that Saints offense does. Now we turn to our emotional warrior of the show, Ben Livingston, who we know last year, very emotional run for him. Ben, right, you're the emotional warrior of the show, and you're also he's also the most off kilter as far as the opinions. He's running one way or another. I'm pretty consistent for the most part in what I believe. Like, I'm all Nick Foles up right now. I sense the same thing that's going on. You're a little bit more guarded, but you still have confidence in the team. Ben's all over the place. Last year, it was, they can't win anything. They can't lose. Ben, where are you today?
Well, I had them winning last week, and I don't think they're going to win this week. I think if you talk about the underdogs, and this team always overcomes it, they're 9-point underdogs, or at least they opened as 9-point underdogs. This isn't like being 5-point underdogs to the Patriots or being couple-point underdogs at home to the Falcons. This is a different animal. And I look at a team that went into Chicago in an environment that's not as tough, against a team that's not as tough, and barely won, was very, very, very fortunate to win that game. I look at a team that barely snuck by the Texans, who are not that great of a team, it's been proven, at home. I don't think they're going to go and be potentially the best team in the NFL in a stadium that nobody wins in. Could it happen? Yeah, but I think Eagles fans that are picking the Eagles in this game are lying to themselves.
So they're saying it because they're Eagles fans.
Yeah, that's why everybody's saying this. There is no reasonable assessment of this game
where you could
pick the Eagles.
Saints
don't lose playoff games at home, and they're better than any team the Eagles has faced.
Dude, this is like a complete carbon copy of the Patriots Super Bowl. No one gave the Eagles a chance to win. They said, well, if they win, it's because the defense steps up and Nick Foles just manages the game. I mean, you're asking me to give an actual, like, not a game plan, but reasoning why. Here's the reason why. Nick Foles outplays Drew Brees, which he's proven that he can outplay the best quarterback in NFL history in a high-pressure situation like this.
And here's the difference for me. That game was a neutral site game. I don't know if Nick Foles can go touchdown to Clement, touchdown to Ertz, Philly special. I don't know if he can do that in the Superdome. Teams don't do that in the Superdome and come out to tell the tale. It's not how it works. If he pulls this off, it will be the most impressive win he has ever had. Forget the Super Bowl. Forget the NFC Championship game. If he can go into the Superdome and out-duel Drew Brees, it will be the most impressive win Nick Foles has ever had. Because nobody does it.
I hope we can have that discussion on Monday, Ben. I do.
Kid has a little bit of a point there.
I agree with the home field stuff to where it's. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy game, but he's asking for a formula. Boy, no one can explain to me how they win. They're just saying it to say it. No, it to me. You know how I'm going to explain it, Ben? I'm going to explain it to you right now. As a source of inspiration this morning, I was going through some of Nick Foles' book.
Oh God, yeah.
And in the book,
what's the title?
Faith, I believe.
Nick, okay.
I wasn't going through his book. I was reading something online.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he says this in his book. I don't have his book. I was kind of trying to make that up. So he says the following. Like, he says, nobody aspires to be a backup. No one aspires to be a backup. Part of me still cringes every time I hear myself described that way. Not only is it limiting and one-dimensional, it doesn't come close to describing who I really am. He wrote that after winning the Super Bowl, right? So fast forward almost a full year. In the beginning of the year, even people in Philadelphia like myself, still was kind of treating him like a backup. It was like, yeah, we need Carson back. Nick can't do it. Lightning kind of struck. It was a great game. And then he comes back, and he gets back in the lineup, and he wins 3 straight, and then he goes to Soldier Field, and he beats the Bears. Now we're sitting here with 8 teams left, 2 more games from again, winning it all or going to it. And people are still calling in saying the same thing. Nick Foles is a backup. Nick Foles can't do this. And this is this right here. This is the whole reason why they won last year. Everybody doubted this dude.
Yeah.
But I'm not doubting Nick Foles. I'm not betting against Nick Foles. And I'm not betting against this team the way that they play for whatever reason when he's in there.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I can agree with you on that. And I think Nick Foles does have something going with him. And I love that hearing that quote because that's how I feel and that's how I felt. I shouldn't necessarily say that's how I feel, maybe sometimes, but that's how I felt definitely when I played. You know, you don't want to be called.
When someone would say, oh, I like that Ike, he's a good special team player,
good backup linebacker. You know, I was a guy, especially when you play the way I played in school and at the school I played at. So I'd never been a backup before. So the mentality doesn't necessarily set in. And so as an athlete, you always, or you should, believe in yourself that if given the opportunity, you could show what you can do.
How difficult was it to go from, like you said, recruited, went to a huge football school, and then you're being labeled as a backup to where, I mean, that obviously it drove you, but like you said, that it more or less what you're saying with Nick, it makes you made you cringe.
Yeah, it does. I think it does. I think it has that same impact on a lot of athletes, whether it's the NBA, regardless of what sport you're in, because once you make it to the professional ranks, more than likely you've been the guy throughout your career up until the professional ranks.
Right.
You just realize now you're in a pool of world-class athletes.
This is the top.
Right. Yeah. And while you may not be a all-pro caliber athlete, you still feel like you are a starter. Every player that's drafted in this league and has an opportunity to say they had a career in this league feels like they are a star.
Well, you're
backup quarterbacks.
You're a one percenter even to make the league.
Yeah, some of these backup quarterbacks know they're backups.
Right.
But Nick has been a starter, and we know how good he has been, so he's driven by that, and I love that. You know what also that says to me, John? That reinforces my belief that there's no way both quarterbacks can be on this roster next year.
Because it's clear he doesn't see himself
as a backup.
He's not comfortable just being a backup.
Yes.
Yep. Which is probably why he wanted to retire, because he said, like, I'm better than that, and I, for whatever reason, I can't prove it, and it's just not going to happen for me.
Maybe it's not in the cards for me, yeah.
Yeah. 888-729-9494. So, at Mark Cerise, WIP, and
I'm a little nervous.
888-729-9494. Little nervous?
I'm a little nervous. I'm not the only one. I know it. I know you're a little nervous.
No.
No? None?
No. Know why?
Why? Nick Foles.
Well,
Nicky Six.
You know why? Because they're underdogs. If they lose,
right where we want to be.
If they lose,
yeah,
and they go home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the Super Bowl, so you're not like, damn, we're coming close. No, you have the Super Bowl, and you know that you have a great organization, and you can
moving
do it again.
Forward.
It'll be disappointing.
I'm with you, brother.
It'll be disappointing.
I'm with you on that.
But like
you said, you got no reason to sweat it.
Yeah, going and beat them, man.
Enjoy it. I'm with you.
Going to beat him.
I like that. I'm still a little nervous.
888-729. So am I. 888-729-9494.
A little bit.
So if you pick the Eagles, do you really, really believe, or honestly, are you kind of saying it because you're an Eagle fan?
Yeah, I think I really am saying it because I'm a fan. Yeah.
Or are you like Ben, where you're picking them to lose?
Yeah. We got you as the overconfident one. You got me as the only one that's picking them because they're
correct.
The Eagles.
Correct.
And then you got Ben, who's he is anti-Eagle this week.
But that's a defense mechanism. Because
to protect himself?
Otherwise, yes.
Right.
If he put himself out there and they lost, he'd be so disappointed. Right? He couldn't possibly be like, you know what? Listen, it was a tough season, but they made the playoffs. They won a game and whatever. No, he would come in here and be like, well, how can you just...
It is the worst loss. It's the top five worst loss in franchise history.
Yeah, Ben, what would the criteria... What would it be on Monday if they lose? Top five disappointing losses in...
I wouldn't be that disappointed. I just, like, don't get my hopes up. That's all. Don't go in there and lose like the Vikings lost there when Brett Favre threw that interception. Don't lose like that.
Well,
so you'd rather get blown out by 50?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Here's the Ben topic. Would you rather get blown out by 50 or lose close at the end?
Because here's what I'm worried about. Here's what scares me is that they're going to go in and they're going to play like a 45-42 game, and we're going to spend the next 3 months not sure. Like, I need closure on Foles. I need Foles to either play well and win or play poorly and lose.
I agree
with you
there.
Anything else is going to confuse the hell out of me.
I agree with you there. Totally agree with you there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.